1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791. Itty in here with you.
And Manwich.
Alrighty then, Manwich. It is the Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern
time. Good thing, because it was Thursday today, so if we had like a Friday night edition on Thursday, it'd be a big mess.
Oh, good point. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, you can join us on the phones. You can shoot us an email, although we can't guarantee to read your emails. But the phone number, we'll definitely take your calls about anything, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got updates there. You can grab those. You can sign up for free, of course. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an email via the updates list. So go sign up at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. So, we got lots to talk about tonight, as always. I think we should start, though, with the latest news from the military.
Well, it's big news.
They're pulling out of Iraq.
No. Much worse news for us than that. I'm afraid that, in fact, they've lowered the recruitment age. Yeah.
Lowered it,
yeah.
You mean raised it?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for this darn thing, and I've lost the article.
I mean, I could believe that they might lower it to 16 or 15 or something, you know, with parental permission. I wonder if they're going to get that desperate, because over time, they've continued to tweak things. They keep missing their goals for recruiting, so they keep tweaking the recruiting requirements. Just, you know, a year here, add a year here, lower the intelligence requirements over there. It wouldn't surprise me if they changed the low end of the recruiting scale to 16.
I don't think they can do that.
With parental permission, I bet they could. I bet if they changed it to 16 with a parental signature,
God,
I bet they would do it.
You know, I know it's a bad idea to have 18-year-olds with automatic weapons.
Yeah.
It's a much worse idea to have 17 and 16-year-olds with them. Like, there's a lot of maturity that goes on between 16 and 18, or at least there was for me. I'll tell you, there's 16-year-old boys out there that are probably more mature than I was at 19. But,
yeah, but those guys probably aren't going to join the military.
It's a good point.
So what are they doing?
The U.S. Army, which missed its fiscal 2005 recruiting goal, said on Wednesday that it raised the maximum enlisted. This is from Reuters. I'm sorry, I didn't mention. Article by William Dunham. It raised the maximum enlistment age for new soldiers by 5 years to 39. So that means I can slide back in now. Not so good. Greatly expanding its pool of potential recruits. Army officials said the move did not reflect desperation to reverse the recruiting shortfall. This isn't...
Where'd you get that idea?
We're not desperate.
Sure, it's only been 34 for a decade, or however long it's been. It's been a long time at the other age.
Noting that the Army had achieved 7 straight monthly recruiting goals despite coming up 7,000 short of last year's target of 80,000 recruits, that's almost a 10% shortfall.
10%?
10% shortfall. Army has blamed recruiting shortfalls in part on reluctance by some potential recruits to serve in the Iraq War.
Boy, why do you think that is?
What
do you think those guys got in their heads, those crazy kids? What, they don't want to go put their lives on the line
for
no reason whatsoever?
Cowards! Don't want to put their lives on the line for protecting liberty in this world
that
here.
That big fat $5,000 recruiting bonus isn't worth dying over?
Apparently not. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty, a Army spokesperson, said that older recruits must meet the same physical standards as the younger ones and attend the same basic training. And with, you know, of course, I suppose they have to meet the psychological requirements, too. The old age ceiling applies to recruits without prior military service. Experience has shown that older recruits can meet the physical demands of military service, generally make excellent soldiers based on their maturity, motivation, loyalty, and patriotism.
Open it up to 50.
Sure, might as well.
Throw it open all the way.
Raising the maximum age for active Army non-prior service enlistment expands the recruiting pool, provides motivated individuals an opportunity to serve, and strengthens the readiness of Army units, it said. I don't believe
they are
for
so
a
good. They're so good at spinning this, aren't they?
Spin my butt. I mean, how many, really, How many people walk into the recruiter's office between the ages of 35 and 39, at or between the ages of 35 and 39 and say, whew, I sure would like to join. It's not like I've got a family or a real job or responsibilities
or
anything.
Right? Wouldn't you you'd have to be just a total 39-year-old loser in order to go and join the military. You got nothing going on in your life.
I'm not ready to say. I can see how somebody who didn't have any principled views about the military and who realized, wow, making a living in the real world, providing a service and something constructive to people, that stinks. I need to have a bureaucrat job.
Yeah.
And they realize, well, it's not too easy to get into working for the county or the city. You got to kind of know somebody. But I could go work for the Army. I could get to do a little traveling, too. That's kind of nice to do a little traveling. If they knew what they were getting into. But I would imagine so few. Really, of the 7,000 people that they fell short of in 2005, before they raised...
Right. Well, I'm trying to imagine somebody like that going in before they've raised this age and saying, hey, can you help me out, man? I'm 36. I know. I know I'm not old. I'm too old, but can we bend the rules a little bit? I really want to join the military.
Right. I hadn't gotten around to this for the first 34 years of my life, or the last...
Like 15 years of my adult life.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been qualified for 15 years. 16 years.
This whole being an adult thing, just not working out for me. I really need to take orders for a living.
Yeah, I need somebody to tell me what to do. I don't know. It just doesn't seem likely to me. It's for somebody out there, but it ain't for me, that's for sure.
Well, maybe they think that announcing this is going to inspire. They think that announcing this publicly is going to inspire these
ridicule?
People. No. Inspire them to show up in droves at the recruiting centers. Because,
I suppose it could.
I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to meet their recruiting quotas.
But
if they'd met their quotas, they wouldn't be doing this.
Before they lowered their numbers in 2005, they'd missed every month. Then after that, they hit every month, but they lowered their numbers to do it. I mean, I'm sorry.
And now they're saying that they still are missing them, right? They said that, didn't they say that 7 out of the 12 months they made it? They made their goal, but
then the remaining
5 months, they didn't make it?
I believe that they changed it for that in order to make it, basically.
Okay.
But anyway, you're still talking about missed almost 10%. They're off by almost 10%. And I just don't think there were 7,000 35 to 39-year-olds in America that were saying, let us in, beating on the door. Let us in. And
essentially, they're curving their recruiting goals. Kind of like back. Remember how government teachers back in high school would, if the entire class took a test and everybody got below 90%, then the teacher would adjust the total, your total score. So if I got the 90%, I'd be the one with 100%. They'd curve it up 10 points. That's essentially what they're doing with their recruiting goals. Okay, we're behind by 10%. Let's just lob 10% off of the recruiting goals, and that way we'll be making our recruiting goals. We'll be at 100%. It's pathetic. Yeah, I mean, what do you think about this? 800-259-5791. Is this an embarrassment? 800-259-5791.
Well, there's another thing in this article is that the Army is offering a new financial incentives to recruits. Also, it doubled the maximum combination of cash enlistment bonuses up to $40,000 for regular Army and up to $20,000 for the Army Reserve.
Up to. I wonder what it takes to get up to the maximum.
They're tricky on these things.
I love that phrase, up to. Come on down to the sale and save up to 75% on everything in the store.
Yeah.
Where that means there's two items that are 75% off and the rest of them are
whatever.
5% off.
If that.
Yeah. Hey, 800-259-5791, so the military's having some trouble. And if you've got comments, we want to hear from you. Also, Joe is on the line. He wants to talk about public property. Dave in New Hampshire as well. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern, so plenty of time for your calls about what is on your mind. 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams there for you. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Joe in Oregon. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Howdy.
All right. I don't completely agree with your stance on abolishing public property in regards to rivers and navigable waterways. Are you familiar with what, like, navigable rivers or waterways? If they were used for commerce before it was a state, it can be used by the public forever on.
Okay. So wait, you're saying like the Mississippi is constantly going to be public property in your mind?
Yes.
Okay.
Still the high water mark.
And just to be clear, I do not disagree that that there's sort of like an ability of the public to use a river. So I'm sort of with you. I'm interested in finding out how can we keep the Mississippi clear if it's not public property. Because public property gets it gets treated terribly. And I'm interested in other ideas. It seems crazy to me that somebody would own a river, but I don't have any answer for that. Do you have an answer for that?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
So your stance is that you agree that it should be public property?
I don't think Manuel's just too sure.
Here's what I think. I think that public property is usually people litter on it. They treat it horribly. Public property is treated badly, whereas private property generally, even if it is treated badly, is still kept up better than public property. If I own a gas station, people throw trash outside of their cars onto the ground. I hire someone to come and clean it up. If it's my front lawn and some kid throws beer bottles out on the front lawn, generally I go out and pick them up. It doesn't happen much on my street, but, you know, it's all on the street you live on. Whereas if it's the side of the road or it's a public park, nobody really feels any need to pick it up because the place doesn't belong to them.
Yep.
So I think that in a river is even worse because, you know, they see an opportunity. This is where I could dump my petroleum waste, you know.
Well, what about existing public parks?
I think that they treat them badly, too.
Existing public parks could easily be sold to private owners. Easily. And they'd be taken care of much better. And it wouldn't cost as much money. I actually looked at one time into the budget for the parks around here in the Sarasota area where we do the show from, and it's in the millions, multi-millions of dollars to take care of parks. And if you've ever been to one of these parks, there's never anybody there. I mean, at most, you might see a guy going around picking up garbage, but that's really the only staff that you can even find at these places. So there can't be a huge payroll as far as on-hand staff. There's just probably a lot of administrators that are bilking the system for hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to allegedly take care of these parks. I mean, it'd be an easy job to turn public parks over to private owners.
But, well, here in Oregon, they did turn the public parks over to private ownership.
Is that right?
But the state parks and stuff. But now for, like, piers and docks and stuff like that, you can no longer get there for free.
Well, what do you expect to happen, man? I mean,
well, nothing's free.
Did they lower your taxes?
You didn't get there for free in the first place, just to be clear.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you paid for it. Everybody
you're
paid for it
in your property taxes.
The really cool thing is,
but it previously was free.
Well, no, it wasn't free.
No, it wasn't. You were paying for it.
Everybody was paying
for it. Do
you
pay rent?
Wait, just a second.
Okay.
You know, everybody paid for it. It didn't just magically come out of the sky, right? You got that part. Joe.
Well, I mean, people themselves could just put up a dock or whatever and improve or destroy it on themselves.
I don't understand. They could put up a dock where?
On, like, next to a public river or whatever.
Wouldn't the land they were putting the dock on be privately owned? I don't understand that. I don't think you could go on. Let me tell you, if I lived on a public river, I wouldn't let you come on my land and build a dock on my land unless you paid me some money in order to build that dock. But let's go back to the issue of whether or not you were actually paying for that dock access at the public park. Right. Let me point this out, Joe. I don't know how in Oregon they fund the public parks. I would guess it's either either property taxes or sales tax, one or the other. And so either way, you were paying.
You pay at the gate.
Currently.
No. I'm sure that's supplemental for them. You know they're getting money from the state as well.
He says they're private now.
Now they're private is what he's saying. I'm talking about when they were state run, how they were paid for. You were either paying sales tax or you were paying a property tax. And so therefore, Joe, if you never went to the park, you were paying for the parks. If you never went onto their docks and fished from them, you were paying for those docks to fish off of.
It's actually a really cool arrangement because then it's paid for by the people who use it and the people who use it and care about it, whereas the people who don't use it don't have anything to do with it.
Right.
It's like having to pay for public schools when you don't have kids. That doesn't seem very fair. As a matter of fact, if you and your wife couldn't have kids, what a slap in the face it is to have to pay for public school for other people who can.
How do you feel about that, Joe?
But if like your city park or whatever was privately owned and you had to pay it to get there, I mean, as a kid or something, you don't have money. You're less likely to to use that resource.
Joe, you're at, first of all, let's point something out here. If what people are demanding is free parks, like let's just imagine that the private companies took over all the parks and started charging money for park access, and people started getting angry about it because parents wanted to send their kids there. They didn't want their kids to have to pay for it. The park owners would start to respond with some sort of free access programs, maybe supported by advertising, for instance, maybe put up a few billboards in the park to cover the cost of entry for people. I mean, there are different options. There could be a charitable park where they take donations. It doesn't always have to be on the pay for admission scheme.
Many communities have things like pools and jacuzzis that are communally had, and they have little playgrounds that go with their community. You know, like they build them along as an amenity to the community. There's established communities that have these city parks in them, and I think that's where really the problem is the administration of the parks. For instance, they're building a park here in the town that I live in, and well, not building it. The land's there. People have been using it as a park, but now they're going to spend $1 million in refurbishing this park. And the park's about twice the size of a city lot. I mean, twice the size of the place where my house is.
Teeny tiny.
It's little, and I can't imagine what they're going to spend $1 million on. I mean, if I wanted to redo the foliage of my house, I would think I was going crazy by spending $80,000 on planting trees and bushes and all that kind of stuff. You know, maybe I'd toss in a couple of picnic tables or something like that. A pool, maybe I could go up to 120. How are they spending $1 million? There's only
the government can
only
do that.
The government can figure out how to waste money like that.
So there you go, Joe. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That's good.
Thanks for the call, man. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. I mean, it sounds like a scary idea, you know, turning the parks over to the companies. Then they'll start charging money. But if you were to work the numbers, I mean, they'd probably be paying their administrators half of the price that they probably have a fourth of the administration and paying them half of the price, because that's what government bureaucracy is all about.
I'm not sure that kids just run to parks to go play in them. I think the parents go with them because, I mean, you know, a park.
Depends.
Well, you got swing sets and all that stuff. It sounds like a great place to, you know, if you're a child molester, to pick up a couple of recruits.
And I liked how you pointed out, man, which that there are a lot of neighborhoods that just do this stuff on their own anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They just add a park to their neighborhood when it's being built, and it's part of the benefits of being able to live in that neighborhood. It doesn't have anything necessarily to do with the government. More on the way, 800-259-5791. And I want to kind of touch on his rivers issue, because we kind of touched on it and then went past it.
I got another thing to say about parks.
More on the way. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic. Documented. Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Thursday night edition, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got voting there at vote.freetalklive.com. It's a very quick process. It'll take you less than a minute. And it makes a huge difference for us if you go and vote for the show. And if you like the fact that we give you everything with Free Talk Live for free, we give you months of the archives on the house and the website, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all for free, then vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com, because the more votes we get, the more likely we'll be the number one podcast in the world. Now, we were number one for most of the month, and we've been surpassed. We're currently number two. And that's, it's okay. We appreciate being number two, but we'd really like to be number one again. We can be if you go and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. All right, let's see here. Man, which, we should talk about the parks thing a little bit more, but I also want to go to the phone. So we're going to maybe come back to the park.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
I have a piece of news for you today.
Oh, good.
Great. Is it good news?
It is.
Ah, even better.
In the early days of the Free State Project, right after New Hampshire was chosen, one of the first people to move here was a single mother named Dawn Lincoln.
Okay, Dawn Lincoln, okay.
39 at the time. And one of the first things she did when she got here, it was about a year ago, was to ask someone, ask one of her reps to sponsor a bill. First bill ever requested by a Free Stater. This week, the bill passed the entire New Hampshire government.
Oh, wow, that is fantastic. That's huge.
The only thing is, it still needs to be signed by the governor. That's the only thing it hasn't passed yet.
Okay. All right. So what does this bill do exactly?
It is a homeschooling deregulation bill, which reduced by one-third the amount of regulation on homeschoolers.
Really?
Yes.
What kind of regulation is on homeschoolers up in the state of New Hampshire?
Yes. How can you quantify it so easily as one-third?
That's how I've heard it quantified by the people that know more about it than I do.
Yeah.
I haven't followed the details of the bill closely. And I will tell you that the homeschooling laws in New Hampshire were not great to begin with, so it's not like some huge something that that you wouldn't find in another state. It's not like our laws are suddenly going to come in that one area much better than other states. It sort of makes us closer to the average. I think we were probably worse than average in terms of homeschooling, unfortunately.
Really?
This at least brings us, makes us more like Texas or New Jersey or some average state.
So what do we know specifically what it does as far as reducing regulation, reducing requirements, that sort of thing?
I don't know all the details. I think a lot of it has to do with what you have to report to your government.
Right.
But
yeah, I prefer to not report a darn thing to my government in regards to what I'm teaching my kids. So I'm curious. I think that's good news that it passed. Was it a wide margin that it passed by?
I think it was not that wide. I think it was a little bit of a fight. It took a year to get it through.
Who fought it? Does the teachers' union fight this sort of thing?
I don't know. I didn't go to any of the hearings. I know that the hearings had a lot of kids who were homeschool kids in the hearings.
That's good.
That helped.
Yeah. Good strategy.
It's for the children.
Exactly. But, hey, now if they've reduced it by a third this year, maybe we can cut it again next year, huh? And bring the kids back in there, pull on some heartstrings, and let's use the children for our benefit, Dave. I think that's a great idea. Anything else on your mind?
Well, I just, the way I look at it, you know, it wasn't a huge change, but it was a significant change in the law, and it was the very first attempt any free stater ever made to influence the law, and it worked.
Fantastic. Good news, especially considering only about 100 free staters have actually moved up there so far, or just over 100 of them.
There were only about 30 in state when she did it.
By the time she came in. That's cool. Yeah. Dave, good.
I wanted to ask Dave, how do you think the new 1,000 club thing is going to work out for the
first 1,000 pledge?
First 1,000 pledge.
It seems like a good idea, and if it's generating people talking about it, that's really all I care.
Very cool.
I don't know all the details about what they're trying to do.
You should go read about it because you can sign it. Since you're already there.
I do need to sign it.
Go do that at freestateproject.org. Thanks, Dave, for the call.
Take care, guys.
800-259-5791. Continuing with the phone calls here to Joe in Georgia. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Manwich.
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Not too much. I wanted to tell you guys a couple of stories. I had one bad cop story that I'll get to second, and then I wanted to tell you a story about a ticket that I got for failure to yield and failure to approve insurance and got in an accident.
Okay.
Went to court for that, and the judge ruled that I had to pay basically the failure to yield because I did have insurance. And I wanted to pay them that money before the next court date, and I was calling and calling and calling and calling, and nobody's got any answers for me. Nobody can help me out.
They couldn't take your money?
No, I had to beg them to take my money, but they wouldn't take it. I mean, like, three different people lied to me and told me that I couldn't pay with a check by the mail, and I couldn't pay with a credit card over the phone.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
Pay cash? They just want cash?
They wanted me to come downtown, which
right.
I worked.
Bring quarters.
I worked hours away from downtown Atlanta, which mm-hmm. is where this was, and I work out in Marietta, so it would take me forever, and it's 8 to 5, of course, which is when I work.
Mm.
And so they lied, and they were very rude to me on the phone, and I asked for a manager, a supervisor, and they put me through, and they put me on hold. And I leave
the supervisor's just the rudest person in the office when it comes to government.
I didn't get to talk to her. She said in her voicemail, she says, I'll call you back within 24 hours. She never called back.
Right.
This is three different times. So finally today I went on the website and called every number on it, left messages with judges, with clerks, with budget people, with any number that worked.
So what happened?
Nobody answered the phone, that's for sure. But eventually someone from the judge's office got back with me and was able to connect me with somebody who would take my money over the phone.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. I mean, after hours of trying to get this done,
the funniest thing to me is that it was an accident with a poor woman. You know, we get in an accident, it's two private citizens, and here the government makes me work so hard to give them the money because they need to profit from my accident.
You know, and this is the organization that people want to take care of their problems.
Oh, yeah.
This is who we want to take care of, the children, the old people, the sick people, the infirm, whatever. We want the government to take
care about
something. They can't take care of taking a check from you.
Yeah. No.
If you care about something, keep it out of their hands.
Yeah.
No doubt.
What are they? Give us the other story, Joe.
This is a good one. I was down at, I ride my bike a lot because I share a car, and so I rode my bike to the grocery store, and usually what I'll do is when I get up close to the front of the store is I'll kind of go real slow and I'll pedal it into the breezeway there in the front and I'll park it just inside between the store and the entry gates. You know, there's a little breezeway. I never, you know, go very fast at all. I always go about walking speed and I'm very careful because there's people walking and there's cars and everything else. This cop in the store sees me do this, comes out to me, gets right in my face, not 3 inches from me, a police officer, a Smyrna, Atlanta, or I can't remember if it was cop.
It could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm. 3 inches in my face, just the meanest voice is like, you ever do that again. Don't you ever do that again.
Did you even know what he meant by do that?
Yeah. He said, you don't ever bring your bike into this store like that again. And he was just so angry. And I wanted to be like, dude, I do this all the time. Because I do, you know, and managers see me and nobody has ever had a problem. Other cops have seen me, nobody's had a problem with this guy.
You're a client, of course.
I wanted to talk back, but I refrained. And so I walk, I do my shopping, I come out, I'm on my way out, and the same cop is out there, and these three black guys are walking up to the store, and they're talking to each other, you know, and one of them happens to say, fucking, or, I'm
oh,
sorry.
You're live on the radio, be careful. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
We know what he said now, though.
he says the F word during his conversation with these three people who happen to be his employees, and the cop says, hey, watch your mouth. And the guy talks back to him and says, you can't tell me what to say. And the cop, you know, drags him over and says, you know, he says, yes, I can, you know, don't, you know, start with me. I'll arrest you. I'll take you to jail. And the guy's like, you can't take me to jail.
What
I'm a grown
jerk.
Man.
Yeah, he ended up taking the guy down to jail for harassment.
Oh, my gosh. Joe, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. This is Free Talk Live. More coming back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with
Ann Manwich.
Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, anything goes. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. If you go there, you'll see that over 700 of our listeners have added themselves to the map. It's a worldwide map. It's simple. You plug in your location, name. You can add a photo if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry. And you choose whether you're male or female and customize your entry a little bit if you'd like. And it's totally free. And then you'll see yourself on our listener map. You can scroll around, see who else is in your area. Maybe somebody you know that you didn't know was a listener. You might discover is a listener via the map at map.freetalklive.com. It's pretty neat. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to David in Louisiana. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, David, what's up?
I was calling in to let y'all know about a story I found on the Internet.
Tell me about it.
They're always true, you know?
Yeah. The Bush administration asked Google for a list of everything, or 1 million things that have been searched, and, like, a lot of records and stuff.
Yeah, they actually, my understanding is that Google turned them down for a large, you know, just their database on searches for porn.
Really?
They're reviving the anti-porn laws and bringing them up. And so several data, although several search engines have provided them with the information that they're asking for.
Is that right?
Essentially, in lieu of doing police work, they're confiscating the records of, you know,
what's the intention? What's the intention here? Is it to catch people who are searching for the porn?
No, it's for the children. You know, the children, to keep them safe from porn is the idea. I don't know. They're using this in the research.
Why can't they go and search for their own porn? I don't understand. Why do they have to have the records?
I told you, in lieu of doing police work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Instead of going and typing in the search terms themselves to see what comes up, they have to actually ask them for the records. It's strange.
I have no answer.
Do you know what the point of this is, David?
No, I just thought that wasn't fair for Google.
No doubt about it. We appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-5791. Sound like he was about to fall asleep.
Well, you know, probably had a long day.
800-259-5791. Let's go to the email box here in just a moment. I got an email from a young man about the war on drugs, one of our younger listeners, 17 years old. He's going to kind of give us a clue as to what it's like to be in high school and the access level that he has to narcotics, that sort of thing.
You know, and they've never worked harder to keep drugs out of schools. They have never worked harder, the authorities, to keep drugs out of schools.
Right.
The kids are metal scanned on the way in. they have cops all over the schools, and still...
Still there.
There.
Yep.
You can't do anything about it. It hasn't changed from the 80s when we had one school resource officer that, you know, popped in now and then into the school. I think he had several schools that he worked at.
By the time I was in high school, the school itself had an assigned school resource officer. But around here, we didn't get to the metal detectors.
You know,
that's not going on here.
And the fact is, the private schools have less trouble with the drugs, in my experience.
There's plenty of drugs at private schools.
My experience, they have less trouble.
Well, according to Jason's experience, our Wednesday night co-host, there's plenty of drugs.
Jason's 10 years younger than me.
And he's the one that was just most recently in private
school.
True. Anyway, so let me get to, let's go back to the Rivers issue, because we had Joe call in earlier this hour.
Okay.
And he was concerned about the whole idea of turning public property over to private industry. Or not necessarily industry, but private individuals, companies, or charities. And he was worried about, well, what about waterways like rivers? What about the Mississippi River? I mean, is it going to be possible for somebody to own the entire Mississippi River? Well, maybe. Shouldn't it be at least possible? Because, as you pointed out, Manwich, private property is taken care of so much better than government property, than property maintained by the government. I mean, it's night and day. If you compare a government-run forest, for instance, to a privately run forest, the government one's constantly catching on fire, and they're not taking care of the trees correctly, and the management just doesn't care about it. That's how government is. I mean, the bureaucrats, they don't get paid to perform. They just get paid to get paid. I mean, they just collect paychecks.
The best way to, you know, I mean, you can definitely talk about forests and all that other stuff, but I think the best way to explain it is, you know, many communities have little parks that they, you know, little play areas where, you know, it's got a sandbox and it's got some swings and it's got a, you know, a little slide deal and it's got some stuff going on there. And it's sort of an afterthought, but it's not a huge area or anything, but it's something for the kids to play in. And that area, how is that taken care of and to what cost? And then that versus a city park. And then you look at a city park, and they've got this huge parks and recreations department and all their equipment. These guys have tractors, rototillers, they got a helicopter, they got a backhoe and a combine, whatever they're doing with all this crap. And it seems like they work 4 hours out of eight.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time they sit in the clubhouse, drink coffee. So you're paying the...
deal.
They really are. And
you're getting hosed as a citizen.
Now, and in the community,
if you don't go to the park.
Yeah, absolutely. In the communities, you know, there's some guy runs it over with a mower, and then he goes on and you know, mows all the rest of the stuff that he's got to mow. It's not even comparable, private versus public. And let's talk about usage. It's just not used very much.
No.
Today, it's the whole park idea is beautiful in our minds.
It's quaint.
It's quaint. It's not used. I mean, I drive by parks all day long.
Nobody's
and Well, they're not their kids. There is a particular park that I'm thinking of where there are people at all day long, but they're it's like the people who don't want to go to work park, you know? It's adults, like out playing cards and things like that.
Well, anyway, in regards to private ownership of waterways, I've seen it happen. It just wasn't a river. It was a lake. I've seen a privately owned lake before.
Oh, come on. It's a little fishing pond.
No, no. It was a lake. It was privately owned. And if that can be done, there's no reason why it couldn't be done to the rivers. How it would happen, you'd have to ask some sort of private property environmental expert, because I have no idea. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Here's your chance for your business to get discovered free. That's right, free. The Genesis Communications Radio Network is holding a contest for 2 weeks of free advertising for any new company looking to get national and global exposure. Simply call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332, and request a GCN Media Kit. You will then be automatically entered to win one of three campaign packages to run for 2 weeks free on GCN's AM and FM affiliates, live internet streams, and shortwave radio. We are so confident that advertising on GCN works that we are giving away 2 weeks of advertising free to prove it. Your campaign will include numerous 60-second commercials, a web banner on GCNlive.com, and production of your commercial if needed. Call toll-free 877-996-4327, extension 332. Call now. Contest open to any business requesting media kit by phone. No purchase necessary to win. Not open to current GCN sponsors. Odds of winning are dependent on the number of entries. Contest ends 1/31/06.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Join us on the phones. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. Ian here with you.
And then which?
800-259-5791. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system with over 77,000 posts for you to surf around through. And well over 1,100 people interacting. It is all free. We got all kinds of topics on there, man, which there's a variety of different forums for you to get involved in. Topics from ranging from just silly all the way to downright serious issues. You'll find them all, the bulletin board system, at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the email box. FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address. This one from Brad says, Ian and Manwich, I've been listening to the archives, and it seems that whenever you state it's easier for kids to get marijuana than it is to get alcohol, the callers tend not to believe you, or to bare minimum agree to some extent by saying it only happens in big cities. Well, I'd like to give you guys ammunition against these people. I'm a 17-year-old male, and I live in a small city. It is simple for me to get alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, cocaine, crack, PCP, meth, and LSD.
PCP?
That is, if I wanted to, which I don't. I'd also like to say almost everyone who obtains alcohol, I think it's interesting that somebody who doesn't want to obtain those drugs is aware that he can acquire them.
Mm.
Like, you know, if you were actually out looking for PCP or crack, I could understand that you would become aware of the avenues and the methods that you could purchase those things through. But here he is, somebody that's not interested at all in acquiring the, these products, and yet he's aware of how he could go about getting them, were he to want them. So he says, I'd also like to say that almost everyone who obtains alcohol at my age doesn't do so by getting someone over 21 to buy it for them. I gotta say that this shocked me, Manwich.
I'm surprised at that. I mean,
yeah,
that's how
I did it.
Yeah, me too.
He says that they shoplift it.
Oh.
Says, yeah, that's right. This war on drugs is actually encouraging theft among teenagers. This war on drugs doesn't make people more moral, but less moral. And it just sickens me that people actually go along with this crap. I think your best argument is the forbidden fruit aspect of drugs, in that if drugs weren't banned, then they wouldn't be seen as something mysterious or taboo. In Europe, people, including kids, drink alcohol at almost every meal, yet there isn't a massive binge drinking problem or even an alcoholism problem. It's just, man, there are drunks in Europe. I mean,
absolutely, there's drunks and Russia has a problem, but you know, it's talked about, and most of it is liquor, though. I mean,
yeah.
liquor seems to be a bigger issue than wine and beer. And for one, I think that if people didn't have, if we didn't have to wait so long, we wouldn't be so interested in liquor. You know,
Well, that's what it is. It's that mystique of, ooh, that's something you can only do when you're an adult.
Yeah.
It must be special. We should do it now, because boy, if the adults should be able to do it, then we should be able to do it, and it'd be neat because we might get caught, and that's dangerous and exciting.
Well, I don't think they want to get caught. But,
no, they don't want to get caught. But nonetheless, the fact that it's mysterious and it has a mystique attached to it, you want to find out what it's all about, and then you give it a try, and you do find out that hey, there is something to this whole getting drunk thing. Let's do it again.
Yeah, well, adults wouldn't be doing it if it didn't have certain allure.
Every single weekend they do it. They get get their high school parties going on, and do they ever happen? And you want evidence? If you're a parent out there and you think your kids aren't drinking, you should go to MySpace. They actually have pictures of themselves doing it on there. This MySpace thing, it's a phenomenon. There's millions of young people on this. It's like a Gen X, Gen Y kind of a website.
Mm-hmm.
Evidence, like photographic evidence of underage people all over the place drinking alcohol. All over it. It's just amazing. More on the way. Hour number two is coming up. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, is hanging on. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you